This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Job was a remarkable man. He is described as being blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. When he was totally wiped out by robbers, murderers, and natural catastrophes, Job 1:20 through 22 says, "Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.'" In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Then, when his health was attacked and his wife encouraged him to curse God and die, he replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" Job 2:9 and 10. Job said all the right things. He didn't sin in what he said, but there were feelings of anger brewing inside of him. When his friends came, sympathized with him, and tried comforting him, he still did not sin with his lips. But after 7 days of silence, he felt comfortable enough in the small group setting with his friends to begin opening his heart. Job 3 begins like this: "After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth." The rest of the chapter is a lament of his despair, concluding with the words, "I have no peace, no quietness, I have no rest, but only turmoil." Many small groups never get to where a member feels safe enough to share his heart. They're satisfied with a level of sharing that never gets to the heart, robbing them of deep soul healing. That's too bad. We can learn much from this experience in Job's small group with his three friends.